Hello.
This is Nina.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm speaking with Dan, am I right?
Yes.
All right. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
All right, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
All right, thank you. And in the November 2020 general elections, did you vote for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
What is your age?
54.
54. All right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
All right. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not motivated at all to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote this year.
10.
10? All right, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Satisfied? Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right, thank you. So I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. And for each, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that it's not an important issue at all, a 5 means that it's somewhat important, and a 10 means that it's the most important thing, like, ever. So the first one is criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
8.
Creating more affordable housing.
8.
Making college more affordable.
7.
Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
7.
Working to end the war in Gaza.
9.
Reducing crime and violence.
8.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
9.
Banning TikTok.
5.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
All right, thank you. Do you believe that President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Yes.
Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and a 50 is neutral, so it means that you don't feel like warm nor cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 10. And if you have no opinion or don't know or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is TikTok.
50.
50, all right. What about Cornel West?
80.
80, all right. What about YouTube?
60.
60, all right. What about Republicans in Congress?
25.
25. What about Cory Booker?
90.
90. What about Mark Zuckerberg?
50.
50. What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
X, or formerly known as Twitter?
25.
What about Joe Biden?
90.
Democrats in Congress?
90.
Charlemagne the God?
60.
All right. So I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
His history, the last 4 years.
His history in the last 4 years. All right, thank you. So, generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence, or also known as AI?
Not a lot.
All right, so would that be like not much or nothing at all?
Not much.
Not much. All right, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society or more of a threat?
Unknown.
Unknown? All right, no worries. Which of the following is closer to your view? Would you say tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are? They should be more regulated than they currently are? Or is the current level of regulation about right?
More regulated.
More regulated. All right, thank you. Think about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online. Which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Would you say it's the big U.S. tech companies, China, North Korea, the U.S. government, foreign tech companies, law enforcement, or Russia?
Probably Russia.
Russia, all right. How often do you use each of the following social media platforms? That is, if you use them at all. So the options for this one are if you use them multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month. And I can read those options again if you would like. So the first one is TikTok.
Less than once a month.
Less than once a month. What about X, or formerly known as Twitter?
A couple times a month.
All right. So would that be like multiple times a month or about once a month?
I say once a month.
What about Instagram?
Less than once a month.
Less than once a month. YouTube?
A few times a month.
All right. So would that be like multiple times a month then?
Yes.
All right. And what about Facebook?
Every day.
All right, multiple times a day. So as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Would you say it's learning about businesses and products, connecting with people who share your views and values, accessing unfiltered news and information, organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community, learning new skills like, for example, cooking, home repairs, etc., or watching entertaining content?
Watching entertaining content.
All right. So I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. And if you could tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of these statements. So the first one is TikTok plays a negative role in society.
What were the choices?
The choices are, do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Meta keeps its users' data safe or insecure, and Meta is basically Facebook.
Somewhat agree.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Don't know.
Don't know? All right, no worries. X, or Twitter, plays a negative role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
X, or Twitter, keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat agree.
Meta plays a negative role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
All right, thank you. Have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law? Have you heard, like, a little bit, a lot, or have you not heard like nothing about this?
A little bit.
So now I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and the president and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. And generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Don't know.
Don't know? All right, no worries. So generally speaking, would you say you're more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Don't know. It's not an important issue to me.
All right. So what do you think was the Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think it's because they want to protect U.S. citizens' data, because they're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us, because they're trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors, they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok, they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens, they are playing politics, or because they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok competitors?
Stop spreading fake news.
Stop spreading fake news, all right. Generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news from or information about what's going on in your community? And you can select multiple options. So the list goes National Evening Network, TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, YouTube, news websites or apps, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, talk or news radio, local TV news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, music and entertainment sites, print newspaper or magazines, or none of the above.
Cable news and news apps.
And news apps, all right. Okay. All right, there it is. Thank you. So now we're almost done. We're about 95% done. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last few questions we have are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Goodbye.